The following is a morning walk conversation given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 19th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
There is such proposition that He should exist, He should not exist. Then there must be some authority to give such order. That is answered in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Maya Adhyakshena, under my superintendent, nature is working.
He also says that the species are not created independently. He says it is descended from one after another.
So, if there is no question of independence, then how abruptly he can begin from a certain species? He must explain where from this species came into existence.
There are so many books on Darwin's theory. Most in the library, if one goes, there are hundreds of volumes of books on Darwin's theory.
They have accepted or protested?
Mostly they accept, and there are some who are also very critical whether what he's saying is really correct. But those are very few. Mostly, most books are supporting.
Recently there was an issue that some people wanted that the theory that God created the earth and the species to be taught in schools along with Darwin's theory.
Yes.
But it was defeated because the scientists said if we make such a statement in our schools, everyone will take us as fools.
Yeah. What is that I couldn't have thought? Huh?
The evolution.
A group of people wanted that in school they should also teach that God created the earth and
yes.
the people. Not just say that it was created by chance, random biology. But scientists objected, said we cannot say that God created the earth because then everyone will take us as fools. And they defeated the measure. Scientists said everyone knows the earth is just created by biological chemistry. If we say that God created the earth, then everyone will think us as fools.
Yes, biology, chemistry, why don't you create? The biology and the chemistry has advanced so much, why don't you create? What is the answer? That
in
is
the
foolishness. Why future? If it is already created, biology and chemistry, and you know the process, then why don't you create by chemistry, biology?
It's very wet.
It is a little wet for what,
sir? Everywhere wet. There is a little space to walk. Biology, chemistry is the origin of life.
So,
chemistry, biology is so much advanced. Why they cannot create life? When the crucial point is touched, they say we shall do it in future. Why future? If it is already done at present, why future? What is this?
Listen, this is small ones.
Hmm?
Is there some small art, amount of art taken out from the inside to make room for oxygen for the plants to breathe?
No, these are stools.
No, these are not stools, Prabhupada. There's a machine. They go around like this, and that makes a little art taken out.
Uh-huh.
They said they'll be doing in the future.
That is nonsense. Future, that is not science. Does no future have a present? This is the... What is it? Everyone will say future. Trust no future, have a pleasure. You may think it is very pleasurable. Why future? If you say that the biology, chemistry is the beginning of this life, so you are now so much advanced, why don't you create? Then what is the meaning of your advancement? You're talking nonsense.
They always say they're right on the verge.
Huh?
They always say
that,
right
that is
the
also
verge.
The future, in a different way. You have to accept that you do not know still what is the truth. You are expecting future. That is the proof that your knowledge is imperfect. Why future?
Because their present knowledge cannot.
Yeah, it is something like giving. Post-dated check. I pay you 1 lakh of rupees, post-dated. Although I have no money. What is the value of that check? Will anybody accept that check? Ah, I've received the money. That is foolishness. Why? Future. You're talking of future, and you're talking of perfectness at present. What is this on? You are claiming that your science is perfect, and at the same time, when practical example wanted, you say, I shall do it. The same example. I am saying I am owner of millions of dollars, and you ask me, give me some payment, yes, I give you post-dated check. Will you accept? Huh? At present, if you give me $5, I see something tangible. And you're talking of big, big world, but you'll pay me in the future. So, is it very sanguine proposal? And I am to accept it? So what kind of intelligent man I am also? You cannot produce even a grass by biological chemistry. You cannot do anything. You still are claiming it is produced of chemistry, biology. What is this nonsense? Nobody questions?
Even if it's produced by chemistry, there's laws.
Huh?
There's laws of those chemical reactions. They never consider who makes the laws.
Then? As soon as there is law, it must be considered. Somebody made the law.
This is a thief's mentality.
Huh?
If a thief comes on something valuable, he does not think who owns this. He simply thinks how he'll steal it.
That is thief's business.
Yes.
So they're all thieves.
Yes.
So how a sane man can trust a thief? Then man cannot trust the thing. There are so many things. They could not produce even a grass, even a small plant in the biology, chemistry, laboratory. And still they are claiming it is product of biology, chemistry. What is this? What kind of scientist they are?
Choose when we were born.
Huh?
We couldn't even choose being born here.
Yes.
So where is the question of control?
That is why in the ultimate analysis,
the geologists,
mostly when they trace the origin of life,
they say everything started from
matter. Living matters came out from non-living matters.
Where is this coming now? It came in the past and not at present. What from? Ant is coming.
From the dust.
Is there any proof? Similar ant does not come.
In fact, there are 7 theories like that about the origin of life. And they say, starting from matter, all the living matters came from non-living. And
that's all right. Why it is not coming now, Laskar? Keep on your face with boots. Why it is not coming now?
It happened before, it should happen now.
Yes?
It is so amazing that people believe it.
That man is a fool.
Huh? The blind leading the blind.
Yes. All rascals. Mura. Our simple formula is anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is a rascal. Never mind what he is. We immediately reject the rascal. Our simple formula. And actually they're rascals, they're talking like rascals, childish. Their life came from matter. They prove it. And that feature. What is this? I'm a very rich man, and as soon as I ask you, give me some money, oh yes, I'll give you in future. What is this?
Love. Sometimes when we ask someone to become a life member, they say, yes, sometime in future. We become very disappointed.
We shall make vigorous propaganda against all this rascalism. That is our Krishna consciousness. Mura. Challenger.
Saying in future, that is a bluff.
Bluff, that is a bluff. When that future will come, that they do not know. That is another bluff. And still, they are proud of advancement of knowledge. Still, they are talking of future. And what is their advancement?
How long is the future is there? They have a voice to say.
And a future we cannot trust. Trust no future, have a pleasure. That is our philosophy. Everyone says that. Trust no future, have a pleasure. You may talk, the future is very bright, but we don't believe in that. Why future? If you are advanced immediately. In the past, you say, in the past, the life came out of matter. And why again say in the future? What is this theory? You have already committed that the life began from matter. That is past, began. Then why you say now again future? Then where is the beginning? Huh? Why this contradiction? If life began from matter, that is past. That is in the past. Then why do you say again future? What is the answer?
So
is it not contradiction?
Yeah, that misses the whole point.
Yes?
That
is wholesale nonsense. Wholesale nonsense. You are expecting the fact in the future, still you say it began in the past. You see the contradiction?
Yes.
So contradiction means childish. Contradiction is not scientist. Contradiction is childish.
They started from a point where there is no background. There is no
knowledge. Background. That is another thing. And still they cannot prove it at present. They're expecting to prove it in the future.
They say it happened in the past, but we'll do it in the future.
Now, what is this nonsense?
But who did it in the past?
And how he knows that it began in the past, if he cannot prove it in the present?
They assume it.
They assume everyone can assume. That is not science. Assuming, then everyone can suggest you can suggest something, I can suggest something. Hmm. Now what is the proof? We can prove that life begins from life, just like father begets a child. Father is living and the child is living. That we can prove. But where is your proof that the father is a stone and the son is a child? Where is your proof? We say that life begins from life. The original life is Krishna. That we can prove. But you say the life begins from matter. So where is this evidence that a child is born out of stone?
There's a missing link.
This missing link, then I kick on your face. You are missing this kick. Now learn it. Nonsense. Here is the missing point. Just learn it. Write vigorous articles to kick on the face of these rascals. All of you. You have got so much advanced laboratories, advanced knowledge. You do not, even if you are defying the authority of God, you have become so great, and you cannot prove that life is coming out of matter, that you are leaving aside for future. And I have to believe such a rascal. Do you think it is nice? You are talking all nonsense, and I have to believe you.
They say they have almost proof that some acids, they make some acids, and it's almost like an animal. Just about, not quite, but almost.
Acids?
Amino acids.
Acids.
They say if they isolate certain amino acids, they're
protein,
almost
protein.
Like...
Components of protein.
They're almost like little animals, little cells. Not quite, but almost. So they say because that matter is almost like a little animal, therefore there must be... Just one little missing link. One chemical you can add, they're trying
that
to
that missing link is kicking. That missing link, yeah, you say. You take this missing link.
They're trying to make babies in a test tube.
Huh?
In a few years.
What is that test tube?
In the laboratory, in the chemical laboratory, biological laboratory. So they will take the combinations of the male and the female.
Then where is the test tube? It is taken from the living entities.
Yes.
Then where is the test tube? Test tube is a place for combination. As it is combined in the womb. So that is not advancement.
The womb's already doing it very nicely.
Already nicely. Yeah, what is your credit?
They want to
be very proud that they will be able to do it outside the womb.
But that's all right. At least you are not able to do it now. But what is the credit? Because it is already being done. Yes. In the nature's test tube.
They're just doing it in a more difficult and expensive way.
When somebody does like that, people will give him Nobel Prize.
Yeah. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Savai vir varaha ustakharai sanstuta purusha pasu. A big animal is being pressed by dogs, hogs, camel, monkeys. So they are getting Nobel Prize from dogs, hogs, camels. They are not getting Nobel Prize from any sane man. That is stated. Sabir, sa means dog. Birbaraha means the stool-eater, hog. Sabir, baraha, ustra. Or ustra means camel. And khara means ass. So they are being praised by these classes of animals. They are not human beings. If anyone gives Nobel Prize to such rascals, that means the man, the committee who is giving Nobel Prize to him, they are composition of these animals. Dogs, hogs, camel and ass. They are not human beings. According to her. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I think I have explained.
Yes.
They are not, we don't accept them as human beings. We accept them as animals. So one animal is being praised by other animals. Yes. And that is no credit. That means if at the present moment, if anyone gets Nobel Prize, that means he's fool number one. That is the, because the other animals are praising, no human being.
But that is the ultimate aim for the scientists.
The scientists means they are rascals. They're talking nonsense. And because they are putting the matter in some jugglery of words, other fools are being misled.
That Nobel Prize, the Nobel, he was the one who discovered the dynamite, which has caused so much destruction in the world. But he made a big fortune. So all that money he's now pushing for...
Other than misfortune.
Yes.
He created some misfortune and he spent the money for creating further more misfortune. What can he do more?
It says in the Gita that the demoniac, they do acts, horrible acts, which are meant to destroy the world.
Yeah, ugra karma. Khayaya jagata ahita. It is meant for destruction and inauspicity of the world. This is their business.
Scientists really believe that they were just made out of matter, and there wouldn't be any question of one scientist thinking he's a person better than another person, because there wouldn't be any individuality if they believed everything was just atoms and matter.
Mm-hmm. Now here is the matter. Why leaves and twigs are not coming? Formerly it was coming. What is the difference?
The spirit soul.
The same, it has grown green and vegetation. Now the same food is there, why it is not coming now? Let this scientist explain this.
That simply shows the how ignorant
the
understanding is.
Therefore we say rascals, simply.
I would say the chemical composition has been changed.
All right, give the chemicals. You are not advanced in knowing the chemicals. Inject the chemicals.
Knowledge means that you have to be able to demonstrate it.
Yeah, that otherwise... What
otherwise
is
it's just...
Acharan. It is called acharan. Aponi achari prabhu jivarishu.
They should be able to demonstrate it in the laboratory.
Science says that, observation and experiment. That is science. You observe how things are going on, and you experiment, then it is perfect. But you cannot make experiment, you simply observe. That a child also can also observe, and he can speak something nonsense. Just like in our childhood, we are observing the gramophone box, but within the box there is some man who is singing. An electric fan. I was thinking there must be some ghost. Yes? This kind of suggestion.
In the first time when we learn about the difference between the living and non-living, this is one of the very popular questions when we start biology. What is the difference between living and non-living? So the answer, there are several points to differentiate between the two. And it says the living can move and the non-living cannot grow or cannot move. And the living can reproduce like themselves. The non-living is not. But they never talk about the soul, the nature of the soul, the consciousness existing within the living.
No, because there is consciousness. Therefore the living being can create. Because I am conscious, I am thinking of marrying and begetting children. Because I am conscious. And because there is no consciousness, therefore this fool cannot think that he will beget. The original consciousness in the Vedas it is said, ekav bahusham. God says, I will become many. So because there is consciousness, therefore he seeks saying that I shall become many. Without consciousness, there is no question of byproducts. Now, they are supplying water to these green trees. Why they do not supply to that wood and get it green?
Because from experience they know that it's not going to grow.
That means nonsense. That there is something else. That because the same tree now it is growing, watering. But when it will be dead, you pour water, the medicine is the same. Why it is not doing now and why it was doing formerly? Then what is the thing that is lacking in it?
Similarly, if there's a dead body and they just add some chemicals, that doesn't necessarily mean it'll come alive again.
No, the chemicals are already there. If you say that the chemical is the cause of life, that chemicals are there. Because other lives are coming. How do you say the chemical is wanting?
Don't they say that when death means chemicals are gone?
No.
Breakdown?
The life energy
the heart.
No, life energy. What is the cause of that life energy? Chemicals.
Chemicals remain.
Yeah, so that chemical is already there. Life energy is there. Because from the body, thousands of microbes are coming out. They are living entities. So you cannot say that the life energy is lacking there. No, it is already there. How can you say the life energy is not there? Otherwise, how other life is coming? Not only one, thousands. So how do you say the life energy is lacking there? What do you think, Karanda Pro?
Yes.
The life energy is already there.
Yes.
You cannot say the life energy is not there.
But the life energy for the dead body...
What the dead body means, that is a particular dead body. It is not the life energy. That is individuality. The life energy producing chemicals are already there. But that particular individual living entity has left. Just like I live in a room. So I leave this room. You cannot find me. But there are many other living entities there. There are ants, there are spiders, there are so many. So that does not mean because I have left that room, it is lacking the accommodation. The accommodation is there. Other living entities are living there. I have left. I am individual. I have left. Therefore, the individual soul is proved.
They do not know how that life energy comes or goes.
Huh? No, life energy comes and there is no question of coming and going.
Well, coming into a body and leaving a body.
Yeah, that means that is individual. That individual person is missing. He has left.
Generally, they concluded it's a electrochemical energy in the heart. I mean, that
whatever it may be, that individual person has left. Other things are intact. Otherwise, how the living entities are coming out?
They don't think that if it's simply a chemical, why cannot they just get a chemical, it's a person?
No, okay. We refute that. The chemicals are already there. Otherwise, how living entities are coming out? We don't say that chemical is missing. Because the same theory, conservation of energy, the chemicals, the energy producing, that is already there. It may be in different form, but the life-producing energy is there. Otherwise, how the other living entities are coming out?
In a living entity, in a living body, there are so many things. Personality.
They have got personality.
Yes.
All the living entities coming out, the microbes, they have got their personality. If they are moving in this way, to stop, they will move in this way. There is some block. Let me go this side. So there is personality.
But in the dead body, there's no personality.
And that means that the individual person has left. That is the proof. That is the proof of individual soul. Just like there are so many plants of the same species. One is dead. That individual plant is dead, but other species are living. It is not extinct. How can you say the species is extinct? How you can say? Darwin's forefather might be extinct, but the monkeys are there. What is time?
35. Within the same living body, Srila Prabhupada, there are innumerable small living entities. Like the cells themselves, they are living also.
Yes. In my body there are millions of living entities. In my intestine, there are so many worms. If they become stronger, then whatever you eat, they eat it. You don't take any benefit out of it. Therefore, those who are full with these hookworms, they eat very much, but they do not grow. They become lean and thin. But they are very much hungry, because these living entities are eating, and he's feeling hungry, and he's eating, but he cannot take any benefit out of it. He's lean and thin. So already there are thousands and millions of living entities in my body. But they are individual, I am individual. I may be proprietor of this garden, but there are many millions of living entities living in this garden. Similarly, I may be proprietor of this body, but many millions of living entities are living in my body. I know that. Otherwise, how hookworms coming out of my intestines? So, you cannot say that the chemical is lacking. Chemical is not lacking.
So when you take Krishna prasadam, the living entities which are in our body, they are also taking prasadam?
Yes. You are very benevolent. You take Krishna prasadam for others.
Welfare work.
Yes. That you can do without taking Krishna prasadam. Because you have got stool and urine within your body, and there are many germs. They are eating it. You need not make a separate endeavor to feed them. Individual soul is never lost. That is our pleasure. Dehinasmina. He is simply changing different body under different circumstances. Soul, individual soul, is never lost. Neither he takes birth, neither he dies. He is simply changing the garments. This is perfect theory.
So when they think nicely, there's no reason why they don't accept?
But they are not nice men, they are rascals. They are not even gentlemen. Gentlemen will have some shyness, some shame, but they are shameless. They cannot answer properly still. Shamelessly they claim they are scientists.
Expert.
They are not even gentlemen. At least I take them like that. They are talking either in the past from matter, living for scam. And when I ask them, why don't you produce? Or that you shall do in the future. Why? You have already experienced in the past. And you cannot do it. And you are living the matter for future. So they're shameless, not even ordinary gentlemen. Shameless. They've been talking all this nonsense. That is my charge. What do you think?
Yes,
shameless. Shameless man. You cannot say him gentleman. A gentleman will be shameful and ashamed to speak something nonsense.
They do not think.
That means they are not human beings. A human being thinks twice before saying anything. Animals.
on this land.
Yes. That is our protest. That you remain a rascal at home. Why you are misleading others?
They are spoiling themselves, but not only that, they want to spoil others also.
Yes, that is a reason. One large town, be with me. Krishna so easily simplifies the matter, they will not accept it. Dehin asmin jatha dehi kaumar jovanam jara tatha dehantram prati. In two lines, he solves the whole biological problems. In two lines. That is knowledge. Minimum words, maximum solution. That is knowledge. And talking nonsense and no meaning. Books, volumes of books, talking nonsense and there is no meaning. Is that knowledge?
That's ignorance.
That is ignorance.
Like the wolves, they bay. Right. Oh, oh.
The frogs. That thinking, we're talking very nice. The result is the snake, they find out here is a snake. Pop. Finish. So this kakarakov scientist means when death comes, everything's finished. That's all. That kakarakov scientific investigation finished. And he becomes a dog, cat, and something like that. Yes. Therefore, Mura. We do not know that I have got this value of life, human form of life, advanced intelligence. I have to take lesson from Krishna and make my life successful. They do not know that. Kakarakaha, 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 and then die and become again. When he dies, there is no question of science and talking nonsense. That is under the grip of nature. Yes, come on, enter this body. Finish. Just like the a rascal rogue, he is very much proud of his tank. And the police comes and says, come on, enter this custody. It is like that. Why they did not discover something that he would not die? He would not become old. Where is that discovered? They say, yes, in future. One man is kicking on your face and you are saying, yes, in future when I shall become strong, I shall kick you. But you are, my dear sir, being kicked now, what you are doing now? Yes, I am getting strength by your kicking. So you all write very strongly, vehemently, even if it is little offensive, still these rascals should be taught good lessons. Then misleading. Godlessness. As soon as you say God created, immediately they become arrogant. That is our protest. If they accept God, then we give them all credit, that's all right. Otherwise, zero. We don't duplicate the intention of advancement in knowledge, but we simply protest against their defying the authority of God. That is our point.
They hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then their hearts will be changed.
Certainly. Yesterday, somebody has thanked to our students that, oh, we are so obliged to you that you are supplying Bhagavatam. Is it not? Somebody has said?
Yes.
Tipperary.
Tipperary. Yes.
Yes.
Somebody said like that?
Yes, two boys yesterday at the airport, they bought two sets of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Six volumes.
They held their Bhagavatams.
Thank you very much.
And then they put them in their lockers and they were walking, waiting for their plane. They each had the first.
Any sincere man will feel obliged of all this propaganda movement. By distributing these books, you are doing a great service to Krishna. He wanted to say everyone, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mami Kanka Saranam. He comes therefore. So anyone who is doing the same service, they surrender to Krishna. He is recognized by Krishna. Very nice. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Nachatasmat manushyesu. In the human society, nobody is dearer than him who is helping preaching world.
We are simply your puppets, Srila Prabhupada.
You are giving us the books.
No, we are all set up puppets of Krishna. I am also a puppet. Prabhupada, this is disciplic succession. We have to become puppet. As I am puppet of my Guru Maharaj, if you become my puppet, then that is success. Our success is there when we become puppet of the predecessor. Tadera charana sevi bhakta sanegas. To live in the society of devotees and to become puppet of the predecessor acharya. So we are trying to do that. Krishna consciousness society and serve the predecessor. That's people will come, people will appreciate our propaganda. It will take some time.
They are appreciating more now than a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Starting to understand the genuine philosophy.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yeah.
Is that from Sodom?
Yes. Uh-huh.